Hi, I'm Kelly, a registered respiratory therapist with Blue Zone Health. Do you feel breathless much of the time? Are you unsure of how to manage your breathlessness? Is it keeping you from doing all the things that you would like to do? I'm here to help you learn to work with your healthcare team to come up with a plan that will work for you. There are lots of tools, tips, and tricks and breathing exercises that you can do now that will help you breathe easier and more effectively. I look forward to joining you on this journey and empowering you to breathe better.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Cozy Lung Lounge. I'm here with Gina and Kelly.
Hi everybody.
Hey there.
And we're here today to talk about mucus clearance therapy. So this is definitely not my strong suit. So I'm going to let Kelly and Gina take the reins today. But I'm really excited about this topic, especially because it's December and it is prime flu season. So I think this is a really important topic.
It's definitely a very important topic.
I love mucus moving enough that I tell people I'm a master mucus mover all the time. So So it's very important to me, mucus moving. I'm so glad we're doing this topic today.
Absolutely. So why is mucus clearance so critical for pulmonary patients? There's a long list of reasons for this, but first and foremost, you've got to get all that stuff out of your lungs, because what happens if you don't? If you don't, all that stuff literally, and this is going to sound really gross, but this is mucus we're talking about, all that stuff really proliferates and multiplies and just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And I know a lot of my patients are very self-conscious about their cough. They know they've got that horribly congested cough and you can hear it a mile away. And so they tend to kind of dumb it down and hold it in. Gina, I don't know if you have the same problem with your patients, but when you do that, all that stuff in there is just multiplying. You've got to get that stuff out.
Is there anything you should watch for when you're trying to get it out if you're in public rather than alone?
I think that, well, a couple of things. If you're in public, if you can excuse yourself to the men's room, ladies' room, whatever, that's always a good idea. Carry Kleenex and so on with you. If you're in a place where you can't get away to cough privately, then most definitely have a Kleenex or find something, a napkin, anything to cough into. You don't want to spread any germs to anybody anywhere. And it's just good manners anyway. So have your stuff handy and just cough into your Kleenex. But it's best if you can excuse yourself. And that way people don't feel like they're being exposed to something that you might have. They don't know what you have or don't have. They don't know that this is a chronic disease for you. They don't know that you don't have pneumonia. And so just the best way to not freak people out is just head to a private place if you can.
And while we're talking about mucus, I kind of want to go back to the basics. So what is mucus supposed to be doing in your lungs? And then also, what's the difference between normal mucus and excess mucus?
Well, mucus lines your lungs. It is kind of like the inside of your cheek. It's going to be a moist environment. And mucus just helps to trap germs and particles that might be in there, collects things. And then your little hairs in your lungs called cilia help to get it out. And that mucus helps to carry out all of those bad things that might be in your lungs.
So normal mucus is thin and it's clear. So if it's anything but thin and clear, you probably need to be seen by somebody. But it should be thin, and it's carried, as Gina said, by the cilia. Your little mucociliary escalator is constantly beating north, if you will, to try to keep dust and particles and anything else in there that doesn't belong moving and out. So it's normal to cough during the day because we always have this thin, clear mucus that's happening, and that's the way it is supposed to be. But an excessive amount, how would you describe an excessive amount?
An excessive amount really is any more than your normal baseline. And so, you know, if I have a cold, I'm going to notice I'm coughing up stuff where I normally don't on a daily basis. Now, if I've got chronic bronchitis, I'm going to be coughing a fair amount. Over the course of the bronchitis diagnosis, you probably noticed you know, in your 20s and 30s, not so much coughing, but as you got older and older and into the more of the chronic bronchitis diagnosis, the mucus got more frequent. And so what's a normal mucus for me is going to be different for a lung patient, and you need to know your normals. And like Kelly said, the thin, clear mucus is the best. You need to watch out if it starts to change consistency, color, or smell. That's really a big deal.
Absolutely. And again, don't try to hold it in. If you can get to somewhere and cough, great. The best practice, I think, is if you're going out to breakfast, out to lunch, dinner with somebody, or you're going to a party, before you get there, practice your cough techniques, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But before you go into a public place or before you go in with friends and family, do your coughing so that you get all of that stuff out, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Now, you know, if there's a lot built up, we talked about that in past episodes. We're going to talk about it next year in our disease courses. But, you know, if you get the mucus stuck in there, it's going to lead to a lot of problems. It could be some infection at the site of the mucus buildup. Beyond the mucus, there's still airways back there beyond the mucus that need to have some air. Those may shrivel up and have some problems with gas exchange. When you have bronchiectasis, one of the nice things I've heard somebody say is it's kind of like your smooth roadway, but with potholes in it. And so if you've got airways with bronchiectasis with those potholes, they're going to collect that crud, and you want to get it out just so it doesn't cause an infection and other airway damage.
So there's a lot of ways that we can get rid of mucus in the chest. Some of them are physical. We have little valves and things like that that you can buy. We at Blue Zone here, we don't recommend any particular one product. They're all good, with the exception of some of the cheap stuff on the internet. I would stay away from that. But if you have more mucus than you'd like to have, ask your doctor if he can give you a prescription, he or she, a prescription for a device. And this device could be something that flutters. It could be something that there's all different ways that it works. The most common one is something where the pressure oscillates, and that oscillating pressure gets transmitted into your chest, and that chest oscillation helps bring that mucus back up. It's the best way I can describe it.
That's really cool. So we're talking about mucus that's stuck in your lungs. We're going to vibrate it out in some way. There's lots of ways to do that. We'll tell you the steps on how to do airway clearance therapy in just a little bit. If you clear your lungs, you're going to be less breathless during the day. You'll be able to walk farther, and you'll just feel better when you get your lungs cleared out. We're going to talk about the types of clearance, and you really should be doing this every day. Even when you feel well, continue to do your airway clearance, because we want to keep your lungs well. So twice a day at minimum. This is not a medicine, so it's not going to, you're not going to overdose on medicine. So those kinds of things, you can go up and down with your doctor's guidance and do more or less depending on how much mucus you have in your lungs. So that would apply to most of the therapies we'll talk about today.
I know we're talking a little bit about devices, but what are some of the different techniques that people can do just at home without devices that may help with some clearance?
Well, I think the huff cough technique is probably the easiest one. You don't need any equipment or devices. You can just do it. But it's where you consciously are coughing, and maybe you do it about 10 times in a row. So sitting yourself up nice and tall so that your diaphragm drops, maybe holding onto a pillow if you want to and hugging that pillow, taking a slow, deep breath in through your nose, and then just open your mouth wide and coughing. So when we cough, we have to kind of close our throats a little bit. And that's hard to do with an open mouth. Try it. But that's how you get a huff cough, is by take a deep breath in through your nose, hug that pillow, and then as a little bit harder than that. I'm not going to cough into the microphone, but just trying to get some things to move. I think that's the easiest way.
There was a girl that I saw that was wearing a vest, and she had cystic fibrosis. I want to say she might have been 15 years old. My goodness. She had the best huff cough I've ever seen. She, every 2 minutes, she stopped and did her cough during her airway clearance therapy. And it was just like her doctor taught her. And so it was just so much fun to see effective airway clearance in practice.
There's also other things you can do. There's chest physiotherapy you can do. Some people have those little cups, or they just use their hands and they clap on their chest. There's also postural drainage where they may have you put a pillow on a bed and then lie over that pillow with the pillow under your waist to try to let gravity help you drain some of those secretions out.
Now, there's something called pursed-lip breathing we've talked about before, which can help. So I'm sure many of our listeners have had a pulmonary function test before. Many times when I'm doing that pulmonary function test, I get mucus to move. That's because we're taking great big deep breaths in. We're blowing it out nice and slow and just breathing in and out so much deeper. So that that's just a cheap and easy way to work on airway clearance in the big deep breaths and let it all out. Hold your breath, get some air behind any of those obstructions that might be there and work on that huff cough. So air behind the obstructions, get it all out. Should we talk about some devices, ladies?
Sure.
We don't want to talk about any one manufacturer, and I only have would be at tops one or two manufacturers' devices in our house. You're going to hear them called flutter devices by and large. That's a brand name. A flutter valve was the original, just like Kleenex. Everybody calls it Kleenex instead of tissue. We call all of our airway clearance devices flutter valves sometimes in the respiratory world. You see my shirt, I've got my respiratory therapy shirt. Why is really more important than how? So why we're doing airway clearance is super important. There's many ways to get it out. The best ways for you and your doctor. But the flutter valves, it's really a positive expiratory pressure device, gives you some positive pressure. And then that oscillations that Kelly talked about. Some of the brand names be Flutter, Aerobica, Acapella. Oh my gosh, there's some VersaPep. There's so many on the market now. The Flutter, Acapella, Aerobica seems to be the ones that I run into the most. How about you guys?
I think those are the big three. I like the Aerobica because you can attach it to a nebulizer. So you can do your flutter therapy and your inhalation therapy at the same time. But the flutter valve is every bit as good. The Acapella I've used. As I mentioned, just stay away from buying the cheap stuff on the internet because it doesn't do anything.
What I've seen on the internet are those steel balls, which was that original flutter design. That's been 20 years ago. We've come a long way on learning how to do airway clearance. So if you get the cheap ones on the internet, it's going to be like you're doing therapy from 1995, which is okay, but we're in 2025 now, so there's much more efficient and better ways to do it. Kelly talked about that it's called a tandem therapy, and it's my very favorite of all. I don't know of any other manufacturers that do that, but there's a nebulizer and the Aerobica device. You put it together. Breathe in your medicine, blow out the vibration. Any of these devices you're going to want to do for about 10 minutes. You've probably heard people say do it for 10 blows. No, we want to do it over the course of 10 minutes to get that junk out. So you're going to blow through it 5 to 10 times, then do some coughing. Blow 5 or 10 more times, do some more coughing. Do that back and forth for at least 10 minutes twice a day. With your nebulizer, after your medications, there's a lot of ways to do it. After your morning coffee would also be a good time. But anytime, twice a day, 10 to 15 minutes of airway clearance.
And I know I've got this one right here that Blue Zone Health uses quite a bit, especially within some of our facilities. This is called the breather. And it applies some of that expiratory pressure, but it also helps with muscle training. So it kind of does a little bit of both. But I know that that's the one that people like Matt Young, who's been on here, that's a lot of times what they use.
And the bottom line is if it helps you get up mucus, awesome. If it doesn't, time to find a new device. Because you should definitely feel a difference after using these, and you should be able to move a whole lot of stuff out of your lungs afterwards. If not, you need a different device. Bottom line.
I've seen some interesting ones when I've worked in other markets where they're trying to save money. And so there's all kinds of interesting devices that would, some of them are curved. One of them is called a lung flute. There's all just so many different kinds that are just really interesting out there. Most of those are small, less expensive. You know, I'm not going to say low cost because I know that's, you know, even $300 is very expensive for most of us. So a lot of those should be paid by insurance. Many of them you can get at your home care companies. If you've been an inpatient in the hospital, that's where you're going to get it the most often. But some places will give them out in the outpatient world. But yeah, they're usually small plastic devices that you can wash like you would any nebulizer or other medical device.
And please don't share it with anyone else. grandkids love these things. They're not toys, and they need to be cleaned every so often, most definitely.
Hi, friends. This episode of the Cozy Lung Lounge is brought to you by Hootenanny Joy, where your health and wellness take center stage. At Hootenanny Joy, we know how overwhelming it can be to stay on top of your health, especially when life gets busy or chronic illness adds challenges. That's why we've created self-study programs designed to meet you right where you are. These programs are simple, flexible, and packed with tools to help you thrive. And they come with something extra, access to a live health coach, that's me, to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's improving your sleep, learning to nourish your body, or managing stress, our programs combine proven science with practical real-life strategies. You can work at your own pace, get the answers you need during coaching sessions, and feel confident you're making progress. Ready to take that first step? Visit HootenannyJoy.com to explore the programs and choose the one that fits your journey best. Hootenanny Joy, because your health deserves a little joy.
Now step up from these oscillating airway clearance devices is an oscillatory vest. And so that would be something you put over your body. It could look like a real vest. It could like a band around your chest, and it vibrates you. Now, if you remember those things from the 1970s where they put you in the weight loss belt and you just jiggled, that's kind of what the vest is. And so it doesn't take any work. You put it on and you just wear it as prescribed. Those come from four or five different companies. Your doctor would order that through their office. And so each vest has pros and cons, and you'd want to research that before you pick one device.
The vests are generally for people with lots and lots and lots of secretions that are hard to manage. They work, but for a moderate amount of secretions, your doctor probably won't order you a vest. But if you have a lot, you can always ask about it. It's a good thing. And you know, one thing about, as since we're talking about mucus and secretions, is how else can we minimize or thin out those secretions and make them easier to get rid of?
That's a good one. The most easiest, most common sense method is water. Drink a lot of water. Now you got to watch out. If your doctor said not to drink so much water because of your heart or other reasons, that goes first. But water is good. I got another secret, Kelly. I bet you know what it is.
Leaning over a bowl of hot water.
Yeah, hot. I was going to say coffee, but any sort of those hot liquids, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, steam, any kind of steam, even cool air mist, anything to hydrate the airways will definitely help. And there was a study done about coffee and tea counting as your daily hydration. But a coffee can be very, and tea as well, can be very dehydrating. So just be careful if you're counting coffee as water, because it's really not. Water is the number one best thing. But if you're drinking a cup of hot coffee or tea, definitely breathe in the steam from the mug.
It's something about coffee. Also, you drink it in, that warm liquid just seems to work. The caffeine in the coffee sometimes works some air clearance. But again, yeah, you need to have lots of water also for those secretions. Boy, we've got all kinds of things. What else is out there for secreting secretions?
If you really are having a hard time, I just blanked on the name of it. The expectorant cough syrup. What's the name of it? That Mucinex. Guaifenesin. That was it. Guaifenesin. So cough syrups with guaifenesin in them will work. It will also completely dry you out. So just be careful when you use it. Ask your doctor about it. But Mucinex is good. I think that's about it over the counter.
Now, your nebulizer treatments can always work. Mm-hmm. Many of you have inhalers, but if you have a nebulizer, that's going to give some moisture to the airways. There's even some hypertonic saline treatments would be saline has 0.9% sodium chloride in it. With higher concentrations of salt, that kind of works in there to move the mucus loose also. So you might get a prescription like that from your doctor.
And, you know, sometimes, Gina, for all of those years that we gave treatments in the hospital, right, we give them a nebulizer treatment and then we'd say cough. Really, the albuterol or whatever it is you're taking takes a good 10, 15 minutes to really relax the airway. So if you're giving yourself a breathing treatment and then when you're done, you're trying to cough stuff out, give it a good 10, 15 minutes to relax those airways so you can get that stuff out. And sometimes if I had patients that were really congested after their treatment, I would just dump saline in their nebulizer and say, here, just go for 5 more minutes on nothing but saline, just to moisturize and loosen and get things moving in there. And I know a lot of patients at home get their albuterol unit dose, so you don't have any extra saline, but you can always buy some at the pharmacy.
There's a lot of extra medications on the market, I'm sure, in development. There's an old one called Mucomist. People still give it, not particularly effective, but it comes and goes from year to year. And so there may be new research studies out about this medicine. That's the brand name. N-acetylcysteine is the generic name, and that's really a big buzzword in a lot of nutrition worlds. That's different than what you inhale, but you might hear that word out there. I don't know what other mucus medicines are off the top of my head.
There's not that many, but I think water is best. And then second to that is activity. Keep yourself moving and walking and just moving around. If you just sit all day, all those secretions love gravity and they're just going to go to the bottom of your lungs where it's even harder to get them moving. Whereas if you're out walking, moving around a little bit, it helps to keep things moving.
And if you don't really believe that, through the COVID epidemic, we had people that had a lot of pneumonia. They lay on their back and all the pneumonia comes to the back of their lungs. We would flip people onto their bellies. You want your good lung to be down to get the blood flow through. And then we put that bad lung up at the top and then you could switch around. And so even when you were paralyzed in the bed on a COVID ventilator, we were still moving for you. We still want physical therapy because it's so important to keep things moving.
Definitely.
And it's not just your body that should be moving. I mean, your lungs move a lot more when you exercise. When you're moving around, you're breathing deeper. You're taking more forceful and bigger breaths, and you're also breathing quicker. And when you do that, that can also help get the mucus moving a little bit and really help try to get it out. So even just taking a quick walk, doing things around the house, you know, maybe it's vacuuming or cleaning, or, you know, you say, this is my 10 minutes, I can clean and I can help with my airway clearance. And you can do both at the same time just by getting that heart rate up, getting your breathing rate up a little bit. That will make a big difference.
Absolutely. And I think too that a lot of people don't really have a routine, like a mucus clearance routine. They wait until they catch a cold or something, you know, or something, some virus comes their way and, you know, now they're all of a sudden full of secretions. And I think it's important with COPD and even asthma, just to make sure you've got a routine morning and night. In addition to moving and exercising and hydrating and doing your pursed-lip breathing, just doing some huff coughing first thing in the morning, last thing at night.
A lot of those, the buzzword nowadays is called habit stacking. So if you're already doing one thing, add something else on top of it. When you get those two things done, add a third thing. So you'll do your nebulizer, you're going to do your airway clearance, and you're coughing all at one time. If you're taking, you know, other things, you may be doing your pills at the same time. So having all of the things together, you know, like you said, habits.
A lot of my patients told me that they used to do their coughing routine in the morning in the shower, that the hot steamy water helped them. I had other patients tell me that the hot steamy water makes it hard for them to breathe. So whichever camp you're a part of, but it's something else in the shower. I know Kleenex doesn't last long in the shower, but you could have something there that you could cough into after the steam has had a chance to do a little work.
Now, I would say you're in the shower, just cough it down the drain and be gone. But that's a really good tip there, Kelly, especially if you have a shower chair, you could sit there and not worry about coughing and maybe getting dizzy, but sitting in a chair and really taking in that steam and doing some really deep purposeful breathing exercises.
Yep. So a question I get asked a lot is, when do I call the doctor? My mucus has changed. So we're looking for a change in the color. If it's anything but thin and clear, right? We're looking at, for a change in the amount and a change in the thickness, especially if you're really having a hard time coughing it out because it's so thick. So in addition to drinking more water, those three things are when to call your doctor. Okay, you may need an antibiotic. He or she may prescribe a mucus thinner, a device, or something else. But going back to what we first said, you really have to get that stuff out of your lungs so that it doesn't multiply.
I felt so bad. A fairly young person in the ICU, I just remember a long time ago. This is at least 20 years ago. But just kept coughing and coughing and coughing. I'm like, doctor, can we do something to stop the coughing? Doctor was like, no. All we got to get the junk out. This is the only way to get it out. He's going to have to keep coughing. So, yep, that's what your body is designed to do. So it's coughing is okay. I get people in the PFT lab that apologize for coughing during their test. And I'm like, nope, mucus is my moneymaker. It's been paying my bills for all these years. So no, it's okay. Cough, get it out. That's what we're here for.
And just be careful also, if you have one of those chronic coughs where you're coughing so much and nothing's come out, you don't want to take a cough syrup that's a cough suppressant. You want to take an expectorant. You want the opposite. And I know you're still going to be up all night coughing, but you got to get this stuff out. I had a lot of patients say, I cough all day, nothing comes out, and then it keeps me up all night. So I take a cough suppressant before I go to sleep. And I say, no. We want to make sure that that stuff gets out of your lungs before you go to sleep. And maybe if we worked and got it out, you could sleep because your body wouldn't be trying to still get something out that doesn't belong. So read your labels carefully if you're going to take any kind of cough syrups.
What happens if a cough goes wrong? What kinds of things might happen while you're coughing that would be dangerous? So you might have a broken rib. I know that would be something. Sometimes you get a broken rib, a sharp pain. You would want to call your doctor about that one. We talk about a pneumothorax, very rare, but you could, as a respiratory therapist, going to call it pop a hole in your lungs. That's not really what happens. Don't be scared. But if your lung collapses a little bit during coughing, there, that could happen. Call your doctor. So anything that you feel very unusual, make sure you call a provider or urgent care.
I'm laughing because I had a lady who said, every time I cough, I leak, because she peed a little bit. She's like, what could I do about that? I said, I don't know. So make yourself go to the ladies' room first before you start your cough practice. But she said, every time I cough, I leak.
Now, this is not our end of the expertise, but they would say Kegel exercises for that. I'll let y'all look that up on your own because I'm not an expert.
Well, just make sure that as you kind of go through your daily mucus clearance routine and try to come up with your routine that you want for yourself, to make sure that you write everything down. Write down what your normal is. Write down what practices you're going to do and when you're going to do them, just to keep yourself accountable and also to bring with you to the doctor so they can know what you're doing. Know what your baseline is so that if anything ever does get worse, if your color, volume, thickness, anything like that changes, you have notes saying this is what my normal is and this is what's changed.
Yes, because they're going to ask you when you get to the office for that yearly visit. And it'd really be handy if you knew that, you know, three times over the past year, I had a flare up or an exacerbation where my mucus was yellow or green. That's really important to share with your doctor, and having that record would be a really easy way to do that.
Some doctors will even prescribe antibiotics just for you to have on hand. If you're a seasoned COPDer and you know that when your mucus changes color, you're in trouble, rather than trying to make an appointment and going through 15 people and trying to get to the pharmacy, sometimes if you just ask your doctor, you know what, if I had yellow mucus, volumes, amounts of yellow mucus, what would you prescribe me? Well, you know, some doctors have a broad spectrum antibiotic that they like. Okay, let me keep it on hand. And that way I'll take it at the first sign of this. And then I'll get in to see you when I can get past all the gatekeepers and the insurance and when your schedule permits, kind of thing. Because I know there's a lot of people that have a hard time getting in to see their doctor. we're having this problem right now in the desert. We've got everybody coming back from the northern parts here this month and next month, and it's impossible to get in to see your doctor. And what we don't want to have happen is that you wait and you wait and then you wait too late. Next thing we know, you're in the emergency room. So at your annual checkup, just ask, is there a broad spectrum antibiotic you could give me to keep on hand? I'll let you know if I start it. And if it's the wrong one, if it hasn't done anything by 4 or 5 days, I will promise to come in and see you.
Kelly, that sounds like an action plan.
I think it is.
And if anybody ever has any questions, don't forget that Gina and Kelly are both respiratory therapists and there are health coaches at Blue Zone Health. So please reach out if you have any questions about maybe just the huff cough and going through some different airway clearance techniques to do at home. They're really helpful with that.
And Amy, what page can they find us on? It's BlueZone.health/ is it coaches? Coaches page? I can't remember. I should know this.
Let's see. Yes. So if you, there should be a coaching page. So I think it's just bluezone.health and then / coaching page.
Great episode on airway clearance. I really enjoyed talking about mucus. It's a lot of snot, but we got to get it out.
Yeah, it's bluezone.health/ coaching dash page.
Perfect. Yeah. And I'll add that into the show notes so that anybody who's curious or wants to meet with these ladies can.
Good. That's part of your coaching package. We're going to go through, and if you don't have the right airway clearance, we're going to kind of talk through what might work for you. And then you can go back and talk about that plan with your doctor. So those are parts of the things that we talk about in coaching.
We'd love to talk to you and get you on a journey to being your best version of yourself, no matter what you have going on with your lungs.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and we will see you all in the next episode of the Cozy Lung Lounge.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Living with a chronic respiratory condition doesn't mean giving up the things you love to do. At Blue Zone Health, we're here to help you breathe easier and rebuild your strength. Our online cardiopulmonary rehab program offers tailored exercises, self-management training, and expert support from certified respiratory therapists. Accessible anytime, it's designed to reduce breathlessness, improve lung function, and empower you, all while connecting you with a supportive community. Visit bluezone.health and take the first step towards stronger lungs and a healthier future. Blue Zone Health. Breathe better, live better.